members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey, before we talk about your games last week, with all the coaches here this morning, we're giving you the opportunity to speak about some of your guys who you think are deserving of recognition on the various all-conference teams. So I'll turn it over to you to talk about some of your guys.
Sure. Well, I think, T.J. Williams, first and foremost, has had a terrific year for us and I believe worthy of all-conference consideration. Alex Murphy has had a solid year. He's another guy that I think should deserve some consideration. We've had contributions up and down our lineup. We've had three freshmen that have all contributed and had high water marks during the year. But given all the talented players and freshmen in the league, it's going to be an interesting race, to see who gains all conference, all rookie, and so on.
All right. Thank you very much for that. You guys, a couple of home games that you came up short in against the top two teams in the league, UNCW and Charleston, rallied from a big deficit and lost just by one to UNCW and then fought Earl's Charleston team on Saturday. Kind of give me your view on those two games.
Yeah, I mean, we played the top two teams in the league, and TC, after competing against them this weekend, to see why they're in the position they're at. I thought we played a pretty inspired game against UNCW, at least a very good second half. Dug ourselves a hole and came back the second half and really picked it up defensively and had the ball with a chance to win in T.J. Williams' hands, and I think after being down 20, that's as good as you could ask for. Unfortunately, we didn't close the game, but then followed up with a game on Saturday afternoon against Charleston, and I just thought they played at a really high level, a championship level. They had great balance up and down their lineup, great perimeter scoring. They shot the ball extremely well, defended really well. And really kind of, it was a game three quarters of the way through, but then, the last 10 minutes of the game, I thought they executed much better than we did.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. One of the guys that certainly played well for you and has taken advantage of some extended minutes with some of the injuries you've had is Anthony Green, and 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks in that UNCW game. 13 points, 5 of 5 shooting against Charleston. Just talk about how he played last week and how he has progressed throughout the season.
Yeah, Anthony is certainly trending upwards. He's a great kid. He's a hardworking kid. He needed to get out and get experience, game time experience, and when that started to come, I think you see his progress. But he's certainly been a bright spot for us. I think he's getting better each game out, and it's no secret he's putting in extra time before and after practice. He's serious about his development, and I think he's reaping the rewards of that. But he's somebody that's given us a presence down low, both offensively and defensively, and we're hoping he continues to improve and really proud of, all the work that he's put in.
An immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I'm doing something on the spate of big comebacks in the league the last couple of years. In league games, there's been 29 comebacks from deficits of at least 10 points. And I wonder if you have any specific thoughts on why, why this has been happening. Do you think it's a shot clock issue, or is there something else you can put your finger on?
Interesting question. I think part of it is that there are more possessions with the shorter shot clock since we've gotten to 30. But I also think it's part, college basketball's overall reliance on the three-point shot. So when you're talking about, you know, 10 possessions, 10 points, you know, a little over three possessions, you can get back into the game. And once the game gets close, then the nature of the game changes. And I think whether you're up or down, if you come down and you're shooting threes and you miss two or three in a row, you know, the door remains open. So I think a lot of it is just the nature of college basketball, where, you know, three-point shot has become so prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself, I don't know, say coaching differently, but, you know, feeling differently, I guess, up 10, down 10 now than maybe a few years ago?
I don't think over time, but, you know, you want to value each and every possession. I think if you're down, you're trying to, you know, sell to your team that, you know, if you can get three stops in a row, you can change the momentum. And then once momentum changes, you know, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you know, as one of the veterans in the league coaching-wise, do leads seem less safe now than they did 5 years ago in league play?
Yeah.
Both if you're up a lot or down a lot?
Well, I think that the nature of college basketball has changed too, because you've got to factor in the rule changes and the freedom of movement and so on. Whereas, you know, before you could maybe, you know, if you couldn't physically overpower a team and you were behind, you know, maybe it was a little bit more difficult. But now with the more free-flowing offense and more free throws and more stoppage of the clock, you know, there's opportunities to, you know, climb back into it and you know, catch your breath and reestablish, you know, what your game plan. So there's probably a couple of factors, and some of it is just I don't think we coach differently, but, you know, the state of the game today is, you know, and if you look at the teams in the league, so many teams, you know, employ the three-point shot and are really, really good at it. And if you happen to have an off night, you know, you're prone to those big lead swings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right.
So before I let you go, you guys, it certainly doesn't get any easier. The schedule with this week, with a road trip to Elon and then a rematch with UNCW, what would you like to see from your team to sort of get some momentum back before we head to Charleston?
Yeah, you know, we're just hoping to get some consistency. You know, even in the UNCW game, where you know, was ended up being a 1-point game, but, you know, we played, it was a tale of two halves, and mm-hmm. you know, we just want to be a little bit more consistent from start to finish, executing on both ends of the floor and gaining some confidence heading into Charleston.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right.